Grace and peace to you, and welcome to our Sunday devotional on the purpose of the wife. Let's read 1 Corinthians 11, verses 8 through 9. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Like the unfaithful churches of our day, and I'm referring to all of them except the elect who have long since departed out of the churches, many women are running from the very purpose for which they were created due to sin. The husband was not created for the wife, but the wife was created for the husband to serve and obey him and satisfy his need for companionship. For we read that even after God had created the man and brought all the animals to him to name, nevertheless, for Adam there was not found a helpmate for him. Genesis 2, verse 20. Therefore we read in verses 21 through 23, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Thus God created the woman from the man's rib, for the man. So the husband was not created for the wife to satisfy her needs, but the wife was created for the husband to be his helper, to serve and obey and satisfy him. If you are a true Christian woman, born from above by the Holy Spirit, these are far fewer than you think, you will only find satisfaction or fulfillment by obeying and serving your husband. Just as the true people of Christ who are now scattered outside of any earthly church and all over the world can only find satisfaction and fulfillment by serving and obeying their heavenly husband, Jesus Christ. But this is all contrary to the culture we live in that says for a wife to fully serve and obey her husband as unto Christ himself makes her a doormat to be trampled upon. This is because they don't walk by faith as a Christian should, but they walk by sight. They just can't see how fully obeying and serving their husbands is the best thing for their lives because they lack faith in Christ. It is by faith that the power of God can be set loose to not only give joy, power, and strength to both walk in obedience to your husband and God, but it is also such faith that sets free God's power to transform your husband to love you more fully. As the Holy Scripture says, the righteous shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11. Just as it is impossible to please Christ without faith, Hebrews 11:6, so is it impossible to please your Christian husband without faith. Now, until our next study, next Sunday, may our wonderful and ever-giving Lord grant you the faith to please Him. May Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.